Time for the birthday scam. I'm going to call a young lady who recently had a baby, and we're going to be from the hospital. She's had trouble, as you would expect, having the insurance cover all the bills, so we're going to call, disputing some of those charges. They're outstanding.
Well, our first insurance company went out of business, which really complicated things.
Hello?
This is Steve with hospital. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm calling from the accounting department, and we've had a recent charge that was rejected by your insurance company.
Okay.
It's for $1,249.53.
What was the date of service, and what was it for?
This goes back to, I guess, your delivery in June.
Okay.
And it's for medical supplies. I noticed that we have had problems with some billing in the past.
Right. What happened was they went into receivership.
Mm-hmm.
There was a long period where they were not paying any claims.
Here's what we like to get you to do in these instances. If you could just pay the amount and then reimburse the company yourself, we would appreciate it.
Well, I'm not going to do that because I have no guarantee that I'm going to get that money.
But ultimately,
what I can do is...
Ultimately, you're responsible for the charges.
Well, I understand.
Whether you have insurance or not.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Can you tell me what the reason was they denied it? Do you have the EOB in front
of
you?
Yeah, it says insufficient information.
Okay, well then that's not my problem. That is something that they're not receiving.
Our policy is we're going to submit it once, and if they kick it back, then we ask you to pay.
Okay, I currently do not have $1,200 to pay this bill because I have insurance to cover it.
Well, apparently you didn't get good insurance if they went into receivership.
Well, you're correct. Obviously.
That might have been, you might have considered that before you went ahead and had the baby.
We didn't have any problems before with the insurance, and we were not aware that it had gone into receivership.
Well, we have waited long enough, and you're responsible. I don't want to go to the collection agency on this.
Don't you think that I have been hassled by this myself?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this entirely is all your fault.
Excuse me? What is your name, sir?
Now, if you can't handle the charges...
What is your name?
Steve Phillips.
Steve Phillips, and you're with the hospital?
Yes.
In the accounting department.
If you can't handle the charges, I have a solution.
I have no desire to even want to work with you because
I do.
You have done nothing but jump all over me.
We could... I have a little side business. I'm a baby broker. And what we could do is, I have a website. We could sell your baby on the internet.
Oh my God!
Who is this?
And get a price, and we could recoup all of these expenses. Babies are hot right now.
Who is this?
Is it a white baby?
I know what's happening. My husband is putting you on to me about this, isn't he?
I'm thinking $2,500 for a healthy white baby right now.
Mm-hmm. He's worth a lot more than that.
They pay the delivery charges, and that'll...
Tell my husband, Kelly, that he is a jerk.
Your husband, Kelly, loves you. This is Dean and Raj.
I'm going to kill him.
Birthday scam.
Uh-huh.
You can keep your baby. Enjoy your birthday. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.